my Keurig brewer from Walmart always comes in super clutch. I got it so I can keep grinding on my paper. You know I'm hitting that deadline. I also got it so I could stay up late to do some exam cramming. And of course, you know I'll be ready to stroll into my morning class, sipping in style. I guess you could say it's a literal lifesaver. Cheers to that. Shop your coffee fuel needs at Walmart.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You are listening to the Overreaction Bills podcast on the Buffalo Fanatics podcast network. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast, rate, and leave a review if you enjoy it. And now, here's your host, the voice of the Overreaction Bills podcast, Joe Miller.
What is going on, everybody? This is Joe Miller, the voice of the Overreaction Sports podcast, a Buffalo sports-based podcast that if you are not currently subscribed to my RSS feed on whatever platform you listen to podcasts, you're missing out on some exclusive content brought to you just by me. So if you have not yet subscribed, please do so. Go to whatever browser you're listening to your podcast on, type in Overreaction Sports. When I come up, click subscribe. You'll be assured to get every episode, every bonus pod, every special thing that I do. You won't miss a moment. Thanks again for listening. Do me a favor. If you've got time, rate, review, share it with a friend. As always, I appreciate you guys listening. And go Bills. Going on. Welcome. Welcome everybody into a 12-3 week 16, actually 17 preview of your 12-3 Buffalo Bills on the Overreaction Sports podcast, brought to you by the Market Dominator on the Buffalo Fanatics podcast network. I'm your host, the voice of the Overreaction Sports podcast, Joe Miller, and you can find me on Twitter at Joe Miller Wired. And whether this podcast finds you around a cup of coffee, on the drive to work, or just out and about this weekend before the football game starts, you know, maybe you had to run out and get something from the store, or the wife sent you on an errand to Lowe's or Home Depot. I'm not sponsored by them. That's just a shameless plug, not plug, but just a whatever. Or if you are at the gym with your AirPods in, let me just say welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome into the show. Welcome into the Overreaction Sports Podcast. As always, it's just an honor and a privilege to have you. Man, it's the end of the season. This is the last game, the officially the last game of the season as far as the regular season goes. Obviously, we have the playoffs to look forward to, and we've got a lot to be excited about as Buffalo Bills fans, as Bills Mafia. But I would be remiss if I did not take just a moment to thank you to thank all of the listeners. Those who started with me last year, so this podcast began, I think, October of 2019. So those of you that were here last year, and I'm talking about, you know, Pam, and I'm talking about Dave Thorpe and some of those other guys and girls that were here super early, and then being connected to Buffalo Fanatics, my thanks to Steve Mathis, to the judge, for taking a chance or taking a risk on me, inviting me into the family. And then obviously, you know, special thanks out to Rico and Pierre and Bobby for welcoming me in, as well as all of the Buffalo Fanatics family members. To all of the new listeners, whether you started listening in the summer or you started listening at week one, week two, week three, week six, week 10, whatever, it doesn't matter. We're all one Buffalo. We're all Bills Mafia. And it doesn't matter to me when you got here. It doesn't matter to me when you started listening. I'm just thankful and appreciative. And do me a favor, I say it often, If you are enjoying the content that I'm bringing you, please subscribe. Please subscribe to my individual RSS feed, as you heard the opening announcement. So what that means is a lot of you are finding me on my actual pod feed. And a lot of you, probably the same amount of people, are also finding me on the Buffalo Fanatics pod feed. There's literally two out there in cyberspace, the interwebs, the pod universe, if you will. If you're listening to me on the Buffalo Fanatics podcast network, if that's where you're going to find me, please jump off. It helps my metrics. It helps what I'm trying to do as far as research and how I'm trying to basically build the platform. It helps me if you subscribe to my actual show. So go into your, if you're Apple iTunes, if you're listening on Google Play, if you're on, what is it, Caster, or, you know, iHeartRadio, whatever you're listening to this podcast on right now, go in and search Overreaction Sports. I'll come up and just subscribe. It's super easy. And then if you're bored, if you've got a couple extra seconds, rate it. And then leave me a little comment about how much you like the show or what you get out of it. But again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being on this journey with me. What a season it has been. And I'm going to do a look back show at some point. At some point, I'm going to do a look back show after the season ends. Maybe not. Maybe I'll do one. I would do one this week, but I've got a busy week coming up. So this week, I've got obviously the preview show, this one, right, that I'm recording right now. I've got the post-game show that's going to come out on Monday. It'll actually hit the interwebs around 10 p.m., 11 p.m. on Sunday night. But it will be ready for you for the cup of coffee on Monday morning or the drive to work or the AirPods at the gym. Then sometime, probably Monday, Tuesday, I'm going to be recording with John Fina for the Off Tackle with John Fina show, the last regular season installment of the Off Tackle with John Fina. And if the Bills make a run through the playoffs like we all expect them to, I'll try to coerce John into doing another episode with me. I haven't talked to him about that yet. So if you're friends with him on Facebook or you have his or Twitter or you have, you know, his connections to him, don't tell him yet. Give me the chance to at least crack that door open before you jump in and say, "Hey, I heard Joe and you were doing one more show after this one." I got the Hump Day Hotline on Wednesday with my guy Clay Troia, who is the host of the Buffalo Counterpoint podcast that airs on Wednesdays on the Buffalo Fanatics podcast network and is a show that you absolutely should be listening to. Absolutely should be listening to. And then next week, I'm going to the Buffalo Bills playoff game. So I was only able to get two tickets. I thought my tickets, and I've said on this show before that my tickets originated seniority-wise in 74. And I was actually wrong. So I found out through this process that I was wrong. My grandfather actually got them in 77, which still isn't bad. But from a seniority standpoint and whatever, when it came my time, 3 o'clock on the day before New Year's Eve, all the four pods were gone. I was only able to get two seats. And what I did was I started this journey this year. I started this, whatever this novel is that's being written in my life, I started this journey this year with Jay Spence. And I'll be honest with you, it would not have been right for me to not at least reach out to Jay Spence and say, "Hey, bro, we've been like what we've seen happen this year, not only with the Buffalo Bills, but the platforms that we shared and the shows that we shared and the podcasts that we shared and the connection that we have and where this whole thing has gone and where it's going. It would have been wrong for me to not reach out and be like, yo, you're one of my best friends. You're my bestie, and like we do this thing together. You're my ride or die." I tell him that all the time, that he's my ride or die. "Why don't you come to the game with me? Can you get to Buffalo? Can you get to Buffalo in time to get tested? Can you get to Buffalo in time to make sure that you're, you know, COVID negative? Can you get to Buffalo in time to whatever the protocols are to make sure that we can go to this thing?" And sure enough, he said yes. So next week, your boy Joe Miller and your boy Jay Spence will be going to this football game, this playoff game, against whoever we play together. And on top of that, we're probably going to have to do some stuff together. So next week I'll have a preview show if the game is on Saturday or Sunday, I'll have a preview show. And then I'll have a post-game show. And then sure enough, Spence is going to do his chop-up show from wherever he is, I'm sure. I wouldn't be surprised if we do a lot of collabs next weekend. A lot of collabs. So sometime after all of this is over, just because it's going to be busy, I'm probably going to do some sort of a look back on the season, right? So the high times, the low times, the things that we got really excited about, the wildest dreams land moments, if it comes out right. Right? But we're looking right now at a football game where we're going to be playing the Miami Dolphins in Orchard Park. We're going to see Tua Tagovailoa, who, let's be honest, Tua is a Hawaiian rookie, played high school in Hawaii, actually at the very same high school that Marcus Mariota went to. Don't know if you knew that or not. Played his college football in the South, Alabama. Plays his professional football in the South, Miami. And he's going to be coming to Buffalo for the very first time, Orchard Park, in January. And he's on a football team that historically has not played good football in January in Orchard Park. Now, there's not much to talk about with this football game. Our head coach has stated earlier in the week that he's going to keep all of his plans in regards to this football game close to the vest. There are some things at stake. No, the Bills cannot be knocked out of the playoffs. We cannot have the division title taken away from us. We cannot have the first round next week, January 10th, playoff game at home taken away from us. All of those things are a lock. The only thing that's really at stake outside of seeding and who we play first is that number two seed, which right now is in contention for between us and the Steelers, who have already said that they're sitting Ben Roethlisberger. However, they're playing the Browns, and I've been saying all week, before I tell you what I'm about to tell you, that I don't trust the Browns anyway. Like, we're talking about the Browns. Like, how could anybody be that confident or comfortable that the Browns are going to beat the Steelers' backups? When we talk about backups, it's not like their wide receivers and their running backs aren't going to play. Ben Roethlisberger isn't going to play. But the Browns have also now gone through a huge bunch of like COVID stuff. Last week they had no wide receivers. This week they've lost a bunch of players. Like, COVID is running roughshod through their organization right now and through all of Cuyahoga County, where Cleveland is, but it's actually making its way through that franchise, and there's a bunch of players that aren't going to be available and coaches that won't be available this week. So to me, if we're going to talk about anything going into this Dolphins game, what we need to talk about are the three things that are potentially possible, right? What's possible, and what do we think, or what do I think, or what do we believe the Bills might do? Because Sean McDermott, as we said, has not told anybody, and he said, I'm not telling anybody until game time, which I respect. I respect that. Keep everybody guessing. One thing is for sure. As much as the Steelers would love to crush the dreams of the Browns and keep them out of the playoffs, and by the Steelers, I mean even their backups would love to do that, division rivals, I can guarantee you the backups of the Buffalo Bills, if they play, would love to crush the dreams of the Miami Dolphins this year. The Bills have made a lot of statements this year. They've had a lot of statement games. They've sent a lot of messages to the NFL and to the sporting community and the national media of who they are, how they're going to play, the makeup of this team, how serious they are about winning football games, and how serious they are about, you know, taking their craft or their profession, and how serious they are about winning. They've sent a lot of messages. They've only lost three games, one on a Hail Mary in the final 35 seconds. Take that game out, and they've won nine straight. Won a COVID game against Tennessee where they were preparing for two teams, and the NFL reneged on what they said that they were going to do, which was if Tennessee had one more test, they were going to push the game. Tennessee had one more test. They didn't push the game. They forced the Bills to play on a Tuesday at 5 o'clock. And then rescheduled a Thursday night game, primetime game, in a very narrow window, rescheduled against the Chiefs. The only two games, really, that they lost this year outside of a Hail Mary. So if we're going to talk about what to expect in a preview show for this Buffalo Bills and Miami Dolphins game, for me, the conversation is about this. Number one, the number two seed. So first and foremost, the number two seed. Are the Buffalo Bills coming into this guns hot about this number two seed? I think they are. But Joe, you don't think that they want to keep Josh Allen safe, and they want to keep Tremaine Edmonds safe, and they want to keep like all the players? You know, what happens if we lose, you know, Stephon Diggs in this game, or what happens if somebody gets injured? I don't know, man. All I can tell you is you have to weigh the depth of your roster against the benefits of being the number two seed. And right now, when you look at the benefits of being the number two seed with the Chiefs in place as the number one, the Chiefs get the first round bye. That's not great for us. They're the only ones. First year ever this happens that only one team gets a bye. They get it. So with the number two seed, if the Bills elect to play Josh Allen, to elect to play all the starters, to elect to go at this thing with the intention of winning this football game and coming out 13-3 and not, let's say, backing into the number two seed by the Steelers losing, but basically taking the bull by the horns, destiny is all, and we're going to, you know, march our own way, punch our own ticket, as Steve Tasker said. If they're going after this number two seed, the first benefit is the second home playoff game, which you could probably argue they would get anyway. I guess it depends on where they come in. If they come in at 3 or 4, something like that, it depends on what they could end up not having a second playoff game. I think it's an outside chance. It's not a great chance, but the chance is there. This is where it gets important. First round, home. Second round, home, right? Guaranteed. Guaranteed home playoff game, first round, second round. Now, the owners of the first seed in the NFL, or I should say in the AFC of the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs, have not been playing good football the last 3 to 4 weeks. They have not been hot. They've not been on the rise. They've had to come from behind. I don't want to say that Pat Mahomes has looked pedestrian, but for Pat Mahomes standards, he's looked pedestrian. He has not looked like flaming hot, throw it all over the yard, make no mistakes, Pat Mahomes. This week, week 17, 16 on the schedule, week 17 of the NFL, Pat Mahomes has already been declared to be sitting on the bench. He's getting a week off. Good for him. Rest or rust, right? Well, it's 1 week. Who cares? You know, blah, blah, blah. Well, they've also got a first round bye next week. So he's not playing next week either. So now he's sitting down for 2 weeks. Rest or rust. If you're telling me that there's an opportunity or a chance that a team that is not playing their best football, has the number one seed, is resting their starting quarterback and a lot of their players the last game of the season, and then are going to get a first round bye and are potentially going to play a very tough team in round two of the playoffs, I'm going to tell you it's not impossible. It might not be it might be improbable, but it's possible. They might not win that football game. Well, what does that mean? Well, that means that if the Chiefs go into round two and there's some sort of a stacking factor between not playing their best football and then having 2 weeks off in a row, and they come out flat and lose that football game, the road to the Super Bowl goes through Orchard Park, week one, week two, week three. And then we start talking about from there all the things that we've talked about on this show already, whether it's rest, familiarity, being in your own bed, schedules and routines. I mentioned to Clay last week on the Hump Day Hotline that I'm a podcaster. The last 4 weeks have killed me. Football game on Monday night, football game on Saturday night? Football game on Sunday night. Football game on Monday night. There was many times over this 4 weeks. And all I am is a talking head and a microphone recording at 3 o'clock in the morning on I don't know what day it is. And my days and my weeks started to get blurry for me at work, at my real job, because I don't get paid for this. There was a great deal of like not knowing if I was coming or going. And I'm just a podcaster. Now imagine being a professional football player where routine is your life. You don't have to get on a plane and go to another city and then stay up late and then fly back. You don't have to sleep in a hotel bed. If you're 6'7" or 6'6" and 325 pounds, you don't have to eat weird food at some weird place. You don't have to play in a stadium that's foreign to you because the Bills haven't played in Kansas City this year. They haven't played in Tennessee. They did play in Tennessee this year. They haven't played in, you know, wherever, Indianapolis this year. They haven't played in Pittsburgh this year. There's a lot of places that they have not played this year. And oh, by the way, that's another thing too. If they don't win the number two seed, if Pittsburgh somehow manages to stay in this race, they're going to meet, if the Bills make it, they're going to meet Pittsburgh at some point in Pittsburgh. Sight lines, understanding of the weather, understanding of the winds in your own stadium. Being acclimated to the climate. And there isn't much climate difference between the playoff teams. The Colts and the Dolphins, that's about it. Everybody else, pretty much the same. Now that there's fans in the stands, do you want to talk about home field advantage? Yes, 6,700, whoop-de-doo on January 10th. But it might be more than that in the second week. It might be more than that in week three if the AFC Championship game is played in Buffalo. What if it goes 6,700 to 10,000 to 15,000? That's a big difference. I believe firmly, along with all of that information that I just gave you, that Sean, if you pile that on with what Sean McDermott has always told us, his team, and the media, that just dream about having home playoff games in Buffalo, in Orchard Park, in front of the stands, the road to the Super Bowl going through Buffalo. I promise you, when he made those statements to his team, he was not talking about one game. Oh, we did it. Got one game in Buffalo. I promise you that was not what he was talking about. He was talking about securing their opportunity and taking the most advantage of it by having home games in Buffalo, as many as possible. For me, I believe that the Buffalo Bills do whatever they got to do. I'm not saying that Josh Allen plays the whole game, but it would not surprise me if Josh Allen, if they get it by three touchdowns, three possessions, let's call it three possessions or four possessions by halftime, midway through the third quarter, that's when Josh Allen sits down. When they feel that they've got the victory secured, with the understanding that Tua is playing this whole football game and there is no relief pitcher in Ryan Fitzpatrick coming in to save his sorry butt. Right? Number two, the other option is that they play a few series or a half for rhythm, in the idea that they're going to keep rhythm, right? They're going to keep that synergy, that momentum, that flow, that connection, whatever they have, with the understanding that that Brown is in, Beasley's out, but they're going to keep that flow there. But they're going to play them just enough, almost like a preseason game, whether it's week two or week four of the preseason, where they play them just enough to keep that rhythm and keep everybody kind of on point, and then sit them because they're afraid of injuries. The problem with that conversation as well is there's not that many guys you can sit. There's only 53 guys on the roster. 22 of them plus special teams have to play. Who are you sitting? We've seen in many cases in the preseason where some of these starters that we value, some of these high-end guys, are still playing into the fourth quarter, third and fourth quarter of these preseason games. To me, I don't know how much of an option. To me, number two, I've got one, two, and three. I've given you two, fighting for the number two seed, which I think they're all in on. Number two is they're going to play for a few series or a half, and then they're going to sit them down. Maybe some people say so Josh Allen can get the record. I don't think that that's in their mind at all. I don't think records, I don't think catches for Diggs, I don't think more yards, I don't think touchdowns, even though I want Josh Allen to get one more touchdown so that Steve Mathis has to get a tattoo on his hindquarters. If you're not up to speed with that, tweet me. I'll explain it. I don't think number two is even an option. I don't think the Bills come out and they play just a couple series just for the heck of it, just to keep rhythm. I don't think that's, or even to get the record. I think of the three opportunities or three possibilities, and I'll give you the third one here in a second, I think this is the least likely. And I could absolutely 1,000% be wrong. 1,000% be wrong. I'm totally guessing as much as you're guessing right now. I don't have any ins. I don't have any friends at One Bills Drive. I don't have any secret advisor. I don't know what's going on. So I think that one, two, three, one, they're all in on the number two seed, and they're going to go in there and they're going to pound Miami into the ground, capture the number two seed, and basically spoil the day for the Dolphins, crush their dreams. I think that's the most likely of the two of the three that I have. Number two, they're only going to play a few series or a half, basically for rhythm, and then save guys to keep them from injuries. I don't think that's as likely as number one. And number three is this. And this to me is, it has a high probability, number three. And nobody's talking about it. I talked about it last night on the Rieker Report in the Megapod that we did with about half of the Buffalo Fanatics family, which was amazingly fun. It was a lot of fun. If you did not get to see it, we went for almost 3 hours, and it was like, it was active the whole time. We had a blast. I think option three has a very, very large probability. That is that Josh Allen sits completely the whole football game, along with a couple others. Diggs, right? I think Brown plays. I think Gabe Davis plays. I think Dawson Knox plays. Maybe Tremaine Edmonds and Matt Milano don't play, or one of them or the other doesn't play. Maybe some of the guys that have been struggling with injury on the offensive line, whether it's a Darrell Williams play, doesn't play, but maybe Ty Nsekhe does, or maybe they both sit. And then you get, you know, you've got your backup in there, your swing tackle, which what's actually Nsekhe, but you know what I mean. Number three option for me is that Josh Allen possibly and some others sit that whole entire football game. And the only object of this game is to allow Jake Fromm to play. And Matt Barkley is either the quarterback that starts the game, a series or two, a quarter, and then Fromm plays, or Fromm plays the whole entire game and Matt Barkley is the backup still. Well, Joe, why in the world would they do that? Why would they do that? Because Matt Barkley's contract is up. And as much as it's not talked about by many people, I bring it up all the time. The number one biggest hole on this football team right now, and the number one hole on most football teams, but the number one hole on this football team is backup quarterback. And I can promise you that management, right? Management, the coaching staff, Josh Allen even, and Matt Barkley are wondering what's going to happen next year at backup quarterback for this football team. They've talked about it. They've talked about it a lot. There's no way they haven't talked about it. I don't see a world where Matt Barkley gets re-signed. I know they've got a great connection, him and Josh Allen, but Matt Barkley is not a good football player. I love Matt Barkley. I love his personality. I love who he is. I love that he trusts the process. I love that he's a process guy. I love that he's a man of faith. I love what he puts on social media about his family. They seem great. There's nothing that I don't like about Matt Barkley other than his ability to win me 3 out of 4 games or 2 out of 4 games if Josh Allen gets hurt next year. Or if Josh Allen gets hurt near the playoffs, can do what Frank Reich did, which is keep the Bills in games or win playoff games without Josh Allen. I have zero confidence in Matt Barkley to do that. So you've got Matt Barkley leaving town at the end of this season, right? And you've got a quarterback that you drafted last year who has not taken a professional snap in the NFL. All he has done is play scout team, maybe. He's on that weird COVID protection list thing, and it's not really a protection list, but where they kind of keep him segregated and away from the team. I don't even know if he's playing scout team football. We haven't really been told what he's been doing. All of the practices this week have been away from the press, as far as I know. I don't think that I could be wrong about that, but there hasn't been a real lot of reporting on who's been practicing or not. I haven't seen anything on who's getting the lion's share of the snaps. I think there's a very good chance that Jake Fromm plays in this football game so that they can determine, is Jake Fromm going to be our backup quarterback next year? Or are we going to have to draft a guy or find a backup quarterback in free agency? And before you get stuck on the whole, well, Jake Fromm isn't even the kind of passer that Josh Allen is. We need a running backup. We don't need a running backup. Josh Allen is not a running quarterback anymore. Josh Allen is a pocket passer with the ability to kill you with his legs. He isn't even a run second quarterback. He's a throw it away second quarterback and a run last quarterback. Some of you will disagree with me, and that's fine. I don't care. Yes, they have some design runs in there, and all teams do that nowadays. What I'm telling you is that the schemes and the plans and the plays that the Bills draw up for Josh Allen now are more about a quarterback sitting in the pocket and then rolling out if he has to get away from pressure. But he is a pocket passer with great pocket awareness. I did not see a lot of Jake Fromm in college. I don't know what the skill set is that he has. I just know that he is not what they would consider an athletic quarterback at this point. But to me, those are your three options. When you look at this football game, we're going to find out Sunday, today, in this football game, are the Buffalo Bills all in on the number 2 seed? Are the Buffalo Bills all in on the number 2 seed? They're going to secure that number 2 seed and crush the dreams of the Dolphins, punch their own ticket into the playoffs, and go in hot and winning, doing what they do, being the team that they are. Or are they going to, you know, choose rest over rust and play the guys a couple series here and there, maybe a half for rhythm, protect their team, protect their players, which is what they did last year against the Jets in a game that really meant nothing. That game meant absolutely nothing other than to Jets fans this year who said, oh, we beat you guys last year. Well, you beat our backups. A game that Matt Barkley did not play good football in. Matt Barkley hasn't played. Outside of the very first game that Matt Barkley played in against the Jets, where he put a 40 burger on him, if I'm not mistaken, he has not played good ever against any team in any situation, whether one play, two plays, couple series, or an entire game. Matt Barkley has not played good football, which to me brings in a high probability for number three. So to me, it's number one, they're going after the number two seed. Number two, they're trying to protect players. Number three, Jake Fromm gets a lot of carries in, or gets a lot of snaps in a football game to find out what the Buffalo Bills have in him. That, to me, is the most likely scenario. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Overreaction Sports Podcast, brought to you by the Market Dominator on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joe Miller. Going to take a quick break to hear from our show sponsor. Stick around. I'll be back in about a minute and a half.
Hello, Bills Mafia. This is John Spaschek, better known as the Market Dominator, the official sponsor of the Overreaction Sports Podcast. And let me tell you, I am proud to be the sponsor of this incredible show. Joe Miller is bringing it to us, Bills Mafia, week in and week out. Can we give him a shout out, please? At Joe Miller Wired. Tweet him up and let him know what a great job he's doing. And listen up, Bills Mafia. If you are in the market to sell a home or buy a home, I am going to partner with you, bringing you the most relevant and cutting-edge strategies that make our clients win in this market. And just as Brian Daboll is helping Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs slash defenses across the NFL, the Market Dominators team is getting it done in the real estate world here in Western New York. It's a competitive market out there, but we are winning right along with our beloved Bills. So hit me up, 716-570-3298. That's my direct sell. You could also reach me on email, yourelitebroker@gmail.com, or you could hit me up on Twitter, @yourelitebroker. We are grateful and proud to be serving every one of our clients with a super educational approach that helps you win in this competitive market. Now let's all get together and salute, congratulate, and wish our Bills the best coming into the playoffs. Go Bills!
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I could almost sing the Welcome Back Cotter song. You are listening, as I said, to the Overreaction Sports Podcast on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network, brought to you by the Market Dominator. I am Joe Miller. I'm your host. You can find me on Twitter at Joe Miller Wired. And we are going to jump into my favorite segment that started this year, but it is now officially my favorite segment. It is the Bills Mafia Time to Shine segment, brought to you by Ambit Design. Your logo and brand is supposed to represent who your business is and help you stand out against your competitors. Does your branding actually do that, your branding? If not, reach out to Ambit Design, specifically my guy, Matt Govenda. Reach out to Ambit Design, and they'll help you build a brand that actually works for you and your company. Not only is Ambit Design one of the best in the business, not only am I a customer in a with a company that I own outside of my normal job and this podcast, a customer of Matt Govenda and Ambit Design, but they are also Bills Mafia. They're ready to help you, and they're ready to get this right. Do me a favor. Go to AmbitDesign.com right now just to say hi, or you can call Matt at 765-507-9219. That number again, 765-507-9219. I promise you, you will love the guys over at Ambit Design. With that, let's get into our first caller. It's not really a caller. It's more of a submitter. I don't know how I would say that. Our first person who sent me something through email to let me know what their hot take is. So let's get started. Everybody, this is Alex. Alex is a good friend of mine on Twitter. We've been going back and forth on Twitter for a very, very long time. Welcome to the show, Alex. Thank you so much for being a part.
Hey, Joe. It's Alex. So I have two takes for the upcoming game against the Dolphins and then the following playoff game. One of them is I am very pro play the starters against Miami. I do not want to see them go into a playoff game with Russ. Look at the Houston game last year, obviously, everyone's talking about it with the one touchdown catch from Josh Allen and then four field goals, and we lose that game after having a pretty good lead. Mm-hmm. Our offense was not moving the ball very well. It looked like the only consistently good player was Singletary, that, in my opinion, that game. And I would not like to see that again this year. So I am very pro play the starters, even if it's just for a half. Give them some playing time.
Yep.
So they aren't going in rusty.
Yep.
Second totally one is to people who are saying, oh, bring on anybody, we can beat anybody, it doesn't matter who we play in the playoffs. Well, yes, I believe that the Bills can beat anybody in the league. I would rather have an easier matchup than a tougher matchup. I'd rather play a Miami team, an Indianapolis team, or a Cleveland team.
Me too.
Baltimore or Tennessee, especially with our run defense. I think that we have a better team than both of those teams, but there has been many times this season where our run defense is lacking.
Yeah.
And we're getting gashed for big plays, especially in the Tennessee game that we already had.
Talk about it.
And I would not like to see us have that and get eliminated from the playoffs for that. So those are my two takes.
Super good. No, dude, I totally get it. Like, everything you just said is, I totally get it. So, I'm not a fan of the Bills starters not playing at all, right? I mean, there's got to be a reason. Clearly, I would rather have them continue the rhythm. I would rather have them continue being in sync. I would rather have them continue, you know, staying in the zone that they've been in the last 4 to 5 weeks over sitting everybody. So I'm with you there. And then I'm also with you on your take just about, you know, whether or not, you know, the Buffalo Bills, like, oh, we can beat anybody, and the way the Bills Mafia is. There's two teams in particular I don't want to see, and one of them is not the Chiefs. I don't want to see the Ravens, and I don't want to see the Titans in Buffalo. The Ravens, there's just, man, that Lamar Jackson is a special talent, and he's a special kid, and all it takes is for him to get hot. We've seen that kid get hot, and if he gets hot at the wrong time, he's almost impossible to stop. Not necessarily with his arm, but with his legs, and then Tennessee is just historically played well in Buffalo. And say what you want about those metrics and those history things about teams playing in certain places. For whatever reason, it's true. I don't get it. I don't understand it. It just is what it is, right? Our next take comes from Eric, my guy who's on the Hump Day Hotline with me all the time. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Joe. Your boy Eric here.
What's up?
I just wanted to bring up a few things on your Time to Shine segment. First thing is resting starters. Unless it's due to injury, I'm not a big fan of resting starters, as Same. Momentum is a huge key
there it is.
To the NFL and the playoffs. We want to keep this train rolling. My other thought is, with John Brown coming back and Cole Beasley out, what are your thoughts on utilizing John Brown in Cole Beasley's role, rotating him and Gabe Davis?
It's possible.
Along with Isaiah McKenzie in that role this week, might be something that teams looking into the playoffs would have to strategize.
Yeah.
For
put something on tape. Yeah.
Just wanted to get your thoughts. Now, if Bills are up, when the Bills are up 28-6 in the third quarter, if you want to pull the starters and let the backups finish up the game, I do not have a problem with that at all.
Exactly.
But exactly. I think resting all of your starters heading into the playoffs can come back and bite you.
It can.
So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that. My prediction for the game, pretty easy. Tua coming up to Buffalo in his first snow game. I think this is a 35-13 ball game.
Nice.
Lock up that number 2 seed and heading into the playoffs on the right note.
Nice.
Appreciate your shows, your podcasts. You're a great listen.
Appreciate that.
And we'll talk again in the playoffs. Go Bills.
Go Bills. Eric, thank you so much. So that's one thing we have not talked about yet is basically the weather. So the weather for this football game is predicted to be or forecasted to be 37 degrees and a 60% chance of snow. I don't know necessarily when during the day. It is going at the time of this recording. I can look forward. It's basically saying, you know, 30%, 40% chance of snow at game time around 1 o'clock. So there very well could be snow. As far as the other point, which I liked, we talked about this on the Rico Report. Who plays for Cole Beasley? It'll be interesting. I actually floated out there, and the guys didn't like it, the idea that maybe Isaiah McKenzie gets some time in that spot. He's been with Cole for 2 years. Clearly, he has to have learned something by now from Cole. Whether or not that happens, I don't know. It could be Gabe Davis. They could throw Stephon Diggs. If they go into this game looking to secure and win that number 2 seed, like, so basically all bets are off. No, we're going in, and we're taking this W, and we're going to win the number 2 seed. You could find Stephon Diggs in that slot position for Cole Beasley. They could end up putting some stuff on tape, which probably would make sense, because if you put Stephon Diggs in the slot position for this football game exclusively, all of a sudden, whoever the Bills face in round 1 of the playoffs and round 2 and 3 have a whole lot more of tape that they have to look at to basically, you know, if this happens, then how are we going to defend it? So, you know, putting John Brown on the outside, Gabriel Davis on the outside, Diggs in on the inside in the slot, and running 10, 15, 20 plays that way, all of a sudden, you know, the team that you're playing that has to defend you in the playoffs has a whole lot more to prepare for, which is, you know, that's a rope-a-dope factor that a lot of teams do. They'll put something on tape just to get a team to have to prepare for it, because if you don't prepare for it, then they could pull it out and they could beat you. And at the end of the day, you don't want to end up like Pete Carroll, and you don't want to be game planning for a team that runs the ball all the time and then find out when you get there that, oh, they never run the football, right? The next one is my guy, Brian Bowers. What you got, Brian?
Yo, Joe, Brian Bowers. Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year.
This is a hard game to kind of give takes to because we really don't know who's playing. I'm going out thinking that the Bills starters really won't play much, wow, if at all.
Nice.
So, that being said, the fact that Tua Tagovailoa, I said that right?
You did.
Doesn't have Fitzpatrick to bail him out due to the fact that he's on the COVID-19 list.
That's right.
That makes things very interesting because Tua, I mean, I don't know what Kevin Girard, the Dolphin fans, think, but Tua is not better than Justin Herbert, and we made him look average. Even without starters probably not playing, Leslie Frazier and Sean McDermott will have a plan that, you know, renders Tua, in my opinion, you know, just like what he looks, an average quarterback, if that. And, yes, the Dolphins have a great defense. Yes, they have Xavier Howard playing very well, and they have Byron Jones on the other side. But it's going to be interesting. I mean, this game can go one of two ways. If the Bills starters don't play, which I don't think they will, it'll be, you know, it'll make the game close because you'll have Bitcoin Barkley in there going against, you know, the Dolphins defense, like I said, have played very well. You won't have Steph Diggs out there, I don't think.
Right.
You may have John Brown for a series or so, but it's going to really be up to probably the Bills running game and maybe some play action off of that for the Bills to, you know, actually win this game with, you know, the backups.
Right, right.
It probably won't really matter. Pittsburgh's resting a lot of people, and, you know, with Pittsburgh resting people like Cameron Howard, I think T.J. Watt's not playing.
Correct.
You know, Roethlisberger's not playing.
All correct.
The Browns will probably end up winning that game. And the Steelers, we all know, haven't played best, you know, their best games the last 5 weeks, even though they beat the Colts. So it might be wise for us to just rest players. If we lose, no big deal. If, you know, Steelers will probably lose and we'll still have the number two seed. I like the idea of our starters playing, though, because of the momentum and the way they've been playing the last couple of weeks. And we've seen teams in the past when they've rested their starters. Like, you know, you've seen the Colts years ago do this, and then they would just come out looking flat in the playoffs.
That's good.
And I don't want that to happen with our team because I believe we could beat anybody in the NFL right now.
Yes, we could.
I believe we have a Super Bowl caliber roster.
Yes.
I believe we will give the Chiefs a run for their money and beat them.
Talk about it.
It's one of those things where, you know, it's hard to say which way we should go, but it's probably the wiser thing to do after seeing Beasley go down.
Yeah.
It's just rest the starters and hope the Steelers lose with their starters rested. So that's what I'm thinking. I say if we're playing the backups, the Bills lose this game. Mm. It'll still be a close game, but I just don't have faith in Barkley being able to move the ball. Maybe he proves us wrong.
That's why we need to see
those do play the starters, however, we will beat the Dolphins. You know, let's not get that twisted. So that's what I'm thinking, Joe. Let me know your thoughts, my man. And again, Happy New Year, brother. Go Bills.
I still think that the least likely scenario is that the Bills trot out the starters for a couple series and then set them down to rest them. I just don't see the Bills doing that. I think the number two seed is too important, and then you hit the other part, which is that Barkley, we just don't trust Barkley, which puts me in a position of believing the Bills need to see Jake Fromm. I know that would surprise people. I know people would be like, what? They're going to play Jake Fromm? It only makes sense. It makes too much sense to not make sense to play Jake Fromm in this football game if Josh Allen is not going to play and you're worried about getting guys hurt. So the Jake Fromm scenario is a rest your starters scenario. I'm not saying I'm against that. I would prefer they didn't, but if there's a chance that Josh Allen could play two or three series or a half and then Jake Fromm come in. I just feel like Jake Fromm is a potential option in this football game. Brian, as always, thank you so much for being a part of the show, man. Our next time to shine moment is from none other than the market dominator.
Okay, here's my take. I might want the Dolphins to win and be in so that we end up playing them instead of the Colts. Mm. I'm okay if we have to go to Pittsburgh and win there. That's my take. Go Bills.
Go Bills. No, that's a popular take. There's a lot of people that for whatever reason are afraid of the Colts. I'm not. Like, give me Phillip Rivers. I know they've got a good running game, but they've also got a rookie. And the Bills, yes, have had their running challenges or run defense challenges the last 5-6 weeks early, but then have adjusted and shut the run down. I don't trust Phillip Rivers' arm in Buffalo in January to save my life. Not to mention rather, that Phillip Rivers is the quintessential choke artist. I love Phillip, so don't get the wrong idea. I'm not trying to tell you that Phillip is like a bag of hockey pucks. He's going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He just has never done well in the playoffs. The most interesting storyline in that football game is Frank Reich coming back to Buffalo as a head coach after, you know, obviously having played here for all the years that he did. But Market Dominator, John Spaschek, thank you for being a part of the show. I got one more for you from my guy, Dave Thorpe, from across the pond, who has gotten one in every single week. I love his takes and I love his accent. So what you got for me there, Dave?
Hey, Joe. Just want to start off by saying Happy New Year to
Happy
you
New Year.
And all the listeners. So from that straight into the time to shine for this week, the only real hot take I've got is you need to rest the Corey B jersey. I think we need to save that boho mojo for the playoffs. So
noted.
Get it nice and rested.
No Corey Bohorquez this week for me.
Game and then see how far we can ride it, hopefully all the way to the Super Bowl.
That's awesome.
Other than that for this week, I really don't know. It's a toss-up between whether you believe in momentum players hot or whether you don't really care about the result or the second seed and just avoid the injuries.
Right.
It would be nice to get a 13-3 record. It also would be nice for Allen to get the records. Beasley would have been nice for 1,000 yards, but that's not happening either
50
way.
50 yards away.
It just really depends. You can't even tell who we're going to play in the playoffs because that's up in the air as much as what this result's going to be.
Right.
Hopefully it all works out best as people get paid a great deal of money to make those decisions. So I'll leave it to them and just say, go Bills.
Go Bills. So the Buffalo Bills are going into week 16 on their schedule against the Miami Dolphins in a game that does not matter for the most part outside of needing to clinch for the number 2 seed, which they can still get help from the Steelers if the Steelers were to lose to the Browns. So the question is, and you heard it all throughout that Time to Shine, the Bills Mafia Time to Shine brought to you by Ambit Design. Do we rest starters? Do we play starters? That is legitimate, the question. And we've been given no indication from head coach Sean McDermott what he's going to do or what his plans are for this football game. At the end of the day, between you and me, I think they're going after the number 2 seed. That's just me. And you know, if guys get hurt, I guess they get hurt. But you even heard it in the takes. Sometimes you rest players and you lose momentum and you come out flat. And you lose football games because you're out of sync and like the rhythms that you had are gone. So I don't know. And that's what I hope happens to the Chiefs having 2 weeks off. I don't know what the answer is. Dave said it best. That's why some guys are paid a lot more money than we're paid to make decisions like this. You know, for me, I would love to see the number 2 seed more than I care about the records, more than I care about stats. I want the number 2 seed because if the Chiefs falter, the road to the playoffs go through Orchard Park. And to me, that is a wild card beyond wild cards. When you're talking about a team that I think is geared up, ready and for the Super Bowl and can beat any team in the NFC right now. And I think all of you would agree with me with that this team can beat any team in the NFC, no matter who they're playing. So get me to the game, get me to the last game of the season, and then let's bring this thing home. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to, and it is my pleasure to have had you here for preview shows all season long on the Overreaction Sports Podcast, brought to you by the Market Dominator on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. I'm your host, as always, Joe Miller. You can find me on Twitter at Joe Miller Wired. And here's what's up. If you're on Twitter, follow me. I'll follow you back. If you've got Bills Mafia in your profile or in your name, you're getting a follow back from me. I follow back pretty much everybody. And the only reason I would ever unfollow somebody is if they tweet porn. So as long as you're not tweeting porn, I'll follow you and then I'll keep you followed. I don't care what your political beliefs are. I don't care what you say. Your opinion is your own. I'm an American. You're an American. You have a right to it. I hate it when people unfollow me because of something that I might say that's not Bills related. It's like, grow up. Like, really? I can't have an opinion without you unfollowing? It's not like I'm like, you know, trashing Twitter in my feed with like all kinds of political crap or whatever else. But anyways, all that to say this, follow me, I'll follow you back. I won't follow you unless you tweet porn. So that is my guarantee. That is my overreaction guarantee. I won't overreact, basically, is what my guarantee is. So with that, as I've said 15 times already, thank you guys for being a part of the show. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. I love the interaction. I love the connection. I love the fact that we're on this journey together. Once again, next week, or this week, I should say, coming up. Be prepared. I've got the post-game show that'll come out on Monday morning. It'll actually drop about 10, 11 o'clock on Sunday night. I've got the Hump Day Hotline live on YouTube, 9 o'clock on Wednesday. We'll be talking about the playoffs and who we're going to be playing. And then Clay Troy will be joining me at 9:30. I've got the Off Tackle with John Fina show this week. Next week, I'm going to be hanging out with my guy, Jay Spence, a lot. Expect some collabs. Whew, that was a lot. This is the longest preview show I've had for a game that doesn't matter. Crazy, right? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being a part of the show. We'll talk to you soon. Go Bills.
My Keurig brewer from Walmart always comes in super clutch. I got it so I can keep grinding on my paper. You know I'm hitting that deadline. I also got it so I can stay up late to do some exam cramming. And of course, you know I'll be ready to stroll into my morning class, sipping in style. I guess you could say it's a literal lifesaver. Cheers to that. Shop your coffee fuel needs at Walmart.
Making your cat happy is a number one priority. Priority number two is keeping a clean litter box. Fresh Step Outstretch litter helps you do both. Fresh Step Outstretch litter traps waste at the surface with less crumbles and absorbs more waste and odor compared to Fresh Step Multicat. Find Fresh Step Outstretch litter at a store near you today. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Certain trademarks used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time to have your high-five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today for a free welcome offer that can get you spinning and winning right away. Visit HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families, where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits, while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.